This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, December 8th. Thursday's weather will be similar to Wednesday's weather, but a bit cloudier early and rainy late. According to the National Weather Service, the day will start with patchy fog again before 9 a.m. in the Cedar Rapids area. After that, it'll be mostly cloudy, with a high near 41 degrees and a light wind. On Thursday night, there is a 100% chance of rain, mostly after 7 p.m. The low will be around 33 degrees. As a early heads up, Friday is looking to be colder, with a chance for rain and snow for the morning commute. COVID-19 cases in Iowa are up for the fifth week in a row, with 3,469 new cases reported in the past week. That number represents a 28% increase over the previous week's total of 2,700 new cases. The actual total is likely much higher, given the availability of at-home test kits, the results of which are not reported to the state. Lynn and Johnson counties have now gone from a low to a medium community transmission level, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Hospitalizations from the virus increased to 255, up from 233 the previous week. Corville-based developer Watts Group is looking to build a $10.7 million multifamily housing facility and two fourplex buildings at 705 16th Avenue Southeast in the Oak Hill-Jackson neighborhood. According to the details outlined Tuesday at the Cedar Rapids City Council meeting, the project will add 32 market-rate rental units and two fourplex townhome buildings at the site, which is owned by the St. Wenceslaus Catholic Church. According to the Associated Press, Italian confectioner Ferrero said Wednesday it will acquire Lamar's-based Wells Enterprises, one of the largest U.S. ice cream makers, including Blue Bunny Ice Cream, in a deal that will broaden both companies' offerings. Wells, a 100-year-old family-owned company, also makes Halo Top and other brands. It employs 4,000 people and produces more than 200 million gallons of ice cream per year at plants in Iowa, New York, and Nevada. The Ferrero Group, which was founded in Italy in 1946 and is now based in Luxembourg, also is family-owned. Its brands, sold in more than 170 countries, include Kinder, Nutella, Tic Tac, and Ferrero Rocher. Nearly a month after Election Day, a Republican was declared the victor in the tight House District 81 election in Scott County. According to reporting from the Quad City Times, Democrat Craig Cooper congratulated Republican Luana Stoltenberg on winning the district by 11 votes after a recount was completed. This was the second time the winner of the race flipped after recounts, the first after an auditor-run recount, and this time after a candidate-picked board reviewed the ballots.